Further Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 39, Raghunath Dasa, Episode 3, The Vairagya of Raghunath Das Goswami. Raghunath Das stayed under the care of Swarup Damodar Goswami, while Govinda supplied Raghunath Das remnants of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's food for 5 days. But beginning from the 6th day, Raghunath Das would stand at the gate known as Singhadwara in order to beg alms after the Pushpa Anjali ceremony, in which flowers are offered to Lord Jagannath. After finishing their prescribed duties, the many servants of Lord Jagannath, who are known as Vishayis, return home at night. And if they see a Vaishnava standing at the Singhadwar begging alms, out of mercy, they arrange with the shopkeepers to give that devotee something to eat. And thus, it is a custom for all time that a devotee who has no other means of support stands at the Singhadwar gate to receive alms from the servants. A completely dependent Vaishnava thus chants the holy name of the Lord all day and sees Lord Jagannath with full freedom. It is also a custom for some Vaishnavas to beg from the charity booths and eat whatever they obtain, whereas others stand at night at the Singhadwar gate begging alms from the servants. Renunciation is the basic principle sustaining the lives of the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And seeing this renunciation, Lord Chaitanya, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is extremely satisfied. One day, Govinda said to Lord Chaitanya, "Raghunath Das no longer takes prasad here, for now he stands at the Singhadwar where he begs some alms to eat." When Lord Chaitanya heard this, he was greatly satisfied. "Raghunath Das has done well, for he has acted suitably for a person in the renounced order. A person in the renounced order should always chant the holy name of the Lord. He should beg some alms to eat, and he should sustain his life in this way. A vairagi, a person in the renounced order, should not depend on others, for if he does so, he will be unsuccessful and will be neglected by Krishna. If a renunciant is eager for his tongue to taste different foods, then his spiritual life will be lost, and he will become subservient to the tastes of his tongue. The duty of a person in the renounced order is to chant the Hare Krishna mantra always. He should satisfy his belly with whatever vegetables, leaves, fruits, and roots which are available. One who is subservient to the tongue, and who thus goes here and there, devoted to the genitals and the belly, cannot attain Krishna. The following are comments on this section by A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Anyone, whether an ordinary materialistic person or a pure devotee, can understand the behavior of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's devotees if one studies it minutely. One will thus find that the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are not at all attached to any kind of material enjoyment. They have completely given up sense enjoyment in order to engage fully in the service of Lord Sri Krishna and dedicate their life and soul to serving Krishna without material desires. And because their devotional service is thus free from material desires, it is unimpeded by any material circumstance. Although ordinary men have great difficulty in understanding this attitude of the devotees, it is greatly appreciated by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. As stated in the Hari Bhakti Vilas, at the end of the 20th Vilas, a well-to-do householder Vaishnava cannot live like a person in the renounced order who completely takes shelter of the holy name. Such a householder should chant the holy name of Krishna in the morning, at midday, and in the evening. Then one will be able to cross beyond nescience. However, pure devotees in the renounced order who fully surrender to the lotus feet of Krishna should chant the holy name of the Lord with great love and faith, always thinking of Krishna's lotus feet, and they should have no other occupation than chanting the holy name of the Lord. Recorded February 1, 2022 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.